Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry is delighted to bring you The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling, where we test the beliefs of Christianity against the very words of Jesus that he gave his own eyewitness disciples. Join us for a unique and challenging study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Good morning and welcome, everyone. Today is January 14, 2023. My name is Dennis, and this is The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling. I am here with the complete list of the staff. Today, there are all five of us here because today is the 29th anniversary of the first time that Rick had a Sabbath school class that then over the years turned into Spirit of Truth Ministry. And we're going to go into a little bit of that before we get into the study. Only because it's important, in order to know where you're going, you have to know where from where you came. And it is, I believe, vital for all of our listeners to know that the people who are involved in this ministry started exactly at the same place that you are starting if you are a new listener and you hear this for the first time and you're going, what? All right. So we're going to get started with that in just a moment. I want to remind you first of our websites and our contact information. Our primary website is listed at spiritoftruthministry.net. There you are going to find a copy of our book, The Spirit of the Church, written by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld, published in 2007, which is a long time ago. We also have a secondary website, the original website from way, way back in the .Mac era. And if you listen to yesterday's best of program, you will get a kind of a flavor for how that all worked way back when. When we first started this broadcast, Rick was actually not involved. And now it has turned into be integral to have him.
The one on Fridays.
One on Fridays, right.
And I was involved and not there.
Right. But what I'm saying is things have changed dramatically. And so this is one of the reasons why we want to let you in on a little bit of that. So you know who we are. Our secondary website is located at spiritoftruthministry.net/SM. And there you will find lots and lots of information that you will get nowhere else. We do not update it, but we don't need to because it is a standalone site. We also have a Facebook group page, and it's very simple. It is Spirit of Truth Ministry Group. So far on our Spirit of Truth Ministry website page, we don't have many people. We have right now 96 members in our public group. In our primary website, we're in the 86,000 range, something like that. So numbers are not the most important thing. What is important is that we know from where we came and to where we are going. Let's have prayer and we'll get started. Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing us all here together, the five of us around this table, and the rest of the group that is listening around the world, including Florence in Nigeria and other people all over the world. Thank you, Father, for protecting us, for putting a hedge about us, keeping the evil ones from interrupting, either technically or through manipulation of words. I pray, Father, you will, in your great mercy, grant us a wonderful, joyous time today as we celebrate 29 years of Spirit of Truth ministry. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All righty. Let's do some greetings around the table. I'll go ahead and let's start, Larry.
Well, I was interested in fasting, but I did think of a few words. So I'll put my thoughts together in as few words as possible in some cliches. But when you start out and you can call that not knowing what you don't know, and then you transition over time and you learn how to know, then the phrase, if you know, you know, which is currently being used in current events by one side of the equation. That's kind of what it is. You don't realize what you don't know. You may think you know more than you actually do, so that reverses. And then you get into a, when you know, you know.
Yep. And
well said, yeah.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Why don't you grab that?
Good morning. Greetings to the worldwide listeners. Those were some pretty impressive numbers, Dennis. What did you call that group of 96?
That Spirit of Truth ministry group.
Group.
Yeah. So our little Facebook group page.
Oh, the Facebook.
Facebook group.
Well, it's, you know, I've been here since pretty much the very beginning. And it's really hard to say what this ministry has done. I mean, it's hard because it's very expansive. I don't know how to put it in a few words. But since I started in this ministry about 1995, I've had some really life-threatening challenges. I mean, really life-threatening challenges. And somehow there was something about this group that really helped me to understand. After I'd been all banged up in a car crash, one of my friends came to me. He's a very good friend, but not somebody you would think of as really spiritual. And when he came to see me in the hospital, he was kind of sneaking around the corner because he didn't know how he was going to react to see how beat up I was. You know, he thought I'd probably be missing part of my face or whatever. And I looked natural. And he said, "You look fine." And then he said this, and it just blew me away, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "Don, did you learn anything from this?" And coming from him, that was really off the wall. And I thought about it for a couple of seconds. I leaned back in my wheelchair and I said, "Yes, I did." When I was laying out there in the middle of I-70, after this rollover and car crash, I realized I had no option but to trust God. Because there was nothing I could do. The only thing I could do was wiggle my toes. Well, the other option would have been, of course, death. That wasn't in the choices. So this class has helped me with a lot of understanding. And when you really understand what the Bible says, somehow all of a sudden it takes on a whole different meaning. That's about all I have to say this morning.
Cool. And go ahead.
Hello, this is Mike. I've appreciated this group and class and Rick's perspectives. A lot of assessing of the foundation and learning the truth and revisiting things that you would think you wouldn't need to revisit. An intellectually stimulating group.
And I'm going to go next. A number of us in this group have had some serious physical issues. And I remember when the book first came out, Rick and I were at a book signing, and I think it was in Upland or something like that at a Barnes & Noble. And we had our display out and the books there, and people came by and they would ask us to sign a book, and we would do that. And we had a couple come in, older couple. She was in a wheelchair. He was pushing her, and they were coming in to, go somewhere else. And he stopped by and he picked up the book and he said, "What's this all about?" So Rick talked with him for a few minutes in the hearing of his wife, and he's reading from the back of the book and all this. And all of a sudden the wife says, "Put that book down." Go ahead.
I said, it helps explain some of the perceived contradictions in the Bible.
There you go. And she said, "Put the book down. Let's get, you know, we got to get out of here.
We're Christians.
We're Christians." Right. And another gentleman came up, did not pick the book up, stood there, looked at Rick and looked at me. And he looked at me and said, "You are under attack." And looked at Rick and said, "You are protected." And he walked out. We didn't really talk to him. I don't know about you guys who've had physical issues, but laying in a hospital bed with a spinal infection that's just about to make you a paraplegic, because in a few hours they're going to go in and debride, and doctor said to me, the chances of you walking again are very, very slim. And then miraculously, they finally figured out what exactly form of Staph aureus it was. And they came in with a compounded antibiotic. And 4 days later, I was out of the hospital. Okay.
That was after you managed to survive your melanoma that was going to kill you
right
before you had a chance to be a paraplegic.
Well, right. And during that episode, I got my biopsy taken, and he says, "Well, what are you doing? It's going to take a week. What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm going on vacation." He goes, "Well, that's going to be a nice vacation, isn't it?" Rick and I had been working on the book, and it was half done. And I just said, "You know, I'm going to finish it while I'm on vacation." I slept 4 hours a night. I got up early. I stayed up late. When I came back, I had finished the manuscript.
Wow.
And you know why? Because I wasn't sure I was going to live through whatever was that they were going to do to me, because I had a stage 4D malignant melanoma in the side of my neck. All right. So what I learned is something that I heard first in another book. And this is that here is a test to know whether or not your mission on earth is finished. If you're alive, it isn't. And I decided with those experiences to not let anything, including death, interrupt my mission. We are all here around this table, and you are all there around your radios or your phones listening, because God wants you there. He is trying to teach us all something. And when we learn it, and when we can teach it, we know that we are in the kingdom of heaven. Years and years ago, in fact, on yesterday's program, I told people, one of my co-workers back then, Rich Humpel, asked me if I was born again, and I said no. But I was doing the things that a person who was born again would do. And today I will tell you truthfully and without any hesitation that me and the people around this table are born again and in the kingdom of God. If we weren't, we would be dead, because God's not going to let anyone gainsay his kingdom. He's not going to let anyone for very long outlive their lies about who God is. And so, and by the way, I won't go into the way Rick tricked me to getting in this group. And it was not a trick. He needed my services as a photographer, but he also knew that I would be fascinated by what I was going to hear at this meeting. And I was, and from that moment on, I have been not a follower of Rick. None of us here follow Rick. None of us. And we don't want you to follow Rick. We want you to follow the words and the teachings of Jesus Christ that he gave his own eyewitness disciples and those who will believe in Jesus through their words.
We want you to follow who Rick is following.
Rick is following. And with that, good morning, Rick.
29 years.
29 years.
Follow the leader.
My dad, who was a minister in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, from his ordination until the last Sabbath at the last church he pastored, was 29 years. And I have had at least two or three people tell me in the past that I was their pastor. Now, they were members of a church, and they were going to church, and they were listening to a pastor. They told me I was their pastor. What I have experienced in the last 29 years the only word I can say is miraculous. From the first time when I sat down to take a renewed look at the prophecies in Daniel and Revelation, and it was miraculous because I had read those prophecies many, many, many times. Knew them quite well, or at least I thought I did. But as I read a much clearer, much more understandable process and explanation started coming to me over and over again. And I was a member of a weeknight fellowship group. I had just joined, and it was actually because I had connected with some other people who were in the same process that I was. And they seemed to appreciate the explanations and understanding that I was sharing with them from what I was getting out of my study. And they even invited a couple of quote-unquote VIPs from the high